From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Our British police searched a home Saturday in a London suburb and evacuated the area surrounding it as a precaution after an earlier arrest. It was in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that assault. Friday's blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. Security troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least 36 Burundian refugees, injured more than 100 others, during confrontations over plans to return some of the refugees to Burundi. Soldiers and police opened fire as the refugees tried to flee, some of their compatriots, in a town in eastern DRC near the Burundi border. UN Refugee Agency expressed shock and sadness over the deaths, and they're calling for an investigation. Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and other rights groups said evidence shows that the Myanmar military forces systematically targeted and torched Rohingya villages over the past 3 weeks. This is VOA News. About 3,000 leftists, activists, and migrants marched through central Athens to honor the memory of an activist rapper who was murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago. They also were remembering an American woman who was last month in the U.S. murdered in the state of Virginia by a self-identified white supremacist. VOA's Beshan Hamdard has details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right, anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
Marchers mostly dispersed, but a small group threw more firebombs outside police headquarters. Several were detained. United Nations reports that world hunger is on the rise because of conflicts and problems related to climate change and that they're multiplying. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The statistics in this report are particularly grim. They show that global hunger is on the rise again after more than a decade of steady decline. The report warns that malnutrition is threatening the health of and compromising the future of millions of people worldwide. The report says 155 million children under age 5 suffer from stunting of their bodies and often their brains, thereby dimming prospects for the rest of their lives. It notes 52 million, or 8% of the world's children, suffer from wasting or low weight for their height. Executive Director of the UN Children's Fund, Anthony Lake, says the lives and futures of countless children are blighted because of food insecurity, and those trapped by conflict are most at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Facing a nuclear threat from North Korea and the plight of minority Muslims from Myanmar, world leaders gathering at the United Nations starting Monday to tackle these and other tough challenges, from the spread of terrorism to a warming planet. Spotlight will be on President Trump and France's new leader Emmanuel Macron, who will be making their first appearance at the UN General Assembly. They will be joined by more than 100 heads of state and government. Hurricane season continuing, with Jose threatening heavy surf along the U.S. East Coast. Tropical Storm Norma nearing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, and Tropical Storm Maria forming in the Atlantic, expect to strengthen into a hurricane, taking aim at some already battered Caribbean islands. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.